Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Pat Kreitlow along Lake Wissota. Kirk Bengstad is over on Lake Minocqua, Kristen Bry along Lake Michigan. And we are happy to welcome to the cabin Katie Rosenberg, the mayor of Wausau. Nice to have you with us, Katie.
Hey, thanks for having me. I mean, I guess I technically have Lake Wausau.
You're our favorite up north mayor. Yeah, oh. I can only say
I'm
that now because Larry McDonald. Well, Larry McDonald.
I second that. I'll go a step further and said I got drinks with Jesse Apoy last night, and we both agreed that you might be our favorite Wisconsin politician.
Oh my, there's a lot of pressure there. I think being that person. Oh, I'll take it though.
There's worse problems that you can have. You know.
Yeah.
You have to enjoy it because you've been mayor for pretty much exactly 1 year now, right?
Yeah, it's been officially a year today. So I've been trying to reflect on the last crazy year of urgency and loneliness, but it's been good. We got some stuff done.
Well, happy anniversary. Kirk and I have our beers here. So I hoist
cheers.
My summer candy to you.
That for old anxiety.
I was wondering how long it would take before we got opera singing, actually. Not that long.
That was just slight singing, not opera singing.
He's actually, yeah. You've actually got more singing out of him than the rest of us so far on this
podcast.
Yeah,
we did get to see his claw, his opera claw at one point, but it's a podcast, so no one else got to see it.
It's dramatic.
It is very dramatic.
It is. So now you didn't come into this like, you know, with blinders on or anything, because you'd served on the Marathon County Board. So, yeah. You know, you do have some perspective, but I'm going to ask anyway, how's it been compared to what you thought it might be, knowing full well when you first were going to run, you weren't expecting a global pandemic. So that aside, you know, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, what'd you think of the job after a year?
Yeah. So I announced in June 2019, and I was all about strategy and making sure we were kind of going through these transparent processes. I mean, I was so pumped about this strategic plan. And then when I got into office, we're in the middle of this pandemic and we're safer at home and got to figure out how to serve people in this kind of environment. So not at all what I expected to be spending that first year on. But we're finally kind of getting to some of that stuff that I wanted to work on. So it only took a year. You know, I think probably the hardest part is watching your fellow citizens suffer through this. You know, I'm lucky. I have a job that's guaranteed for 4 years for the most part. And people are going hungry and people are losing their jobs and their businesses. And so that's really tough. So we've just been working so hard to try to address some of that. But wow, that feels tough.
I know. But and don't get too full of yourself on the 4 year thing. You know, Marshfield isn't that far away from you where they've had their own mayoral drama here. But to the things that you wanted to do, I mean, part of, you know, why you won was also that you didn't come at it from this partisan political standpoint. It was very much some basic issues about, you know, services and you know, strategy and investments, you know, so you kind of showed, as we've seen in other races around the country, that, you know, voters aren't always looking for the red meat. Sometimes they're looking for somebody that just wants their local government to run better. What kind of ideas did you bring, and how have they gone so far?
Yeah, you know, we've had lots of discussions in Wausau about whether or not maybe we need professional management here. You know, we don't have a city administrator. We have a full-time mayor. And it's one of those conversations that comes up routinely. So I thought, you know, maybe we start this conversation with, you know, I talked to my favorite administrator and I said, what did you do? How did you make your thing happen? And so we talked a lot about it. It's building the right culture. It's working on strategy. It's making sure you're communicating what you're doing all the time. And of course, being an elected official is way better than being a hired official by a board, because you can be a little political too. So I feel like I get the best of both worlds.
I think one of the things about, you know, just being up north, and granted things have gotten more political recently, more divisive, but, you know, during my time as a state senator up there, I said there's so many people who they know what side of the aisle you're on, but they'll still come up and talk to you because they still know you're going to get a respectful conversation. You might not agree, but you can still talk about things. And I think that's really what a lot of your constituents are getting out of you.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they feel that they can talk to me about anything. You know, even coming into this office, none of the WASA mayors before me had come out and said, you know what, I'm going to stand next to that presidential candidate that I care about, and you're going to know who I'm voting for. That was one piece of advice that I got from multiple mayors. Don't let anybody know who you vote for. And I was like, well, that's not really what I stand for. That's not really what I'm about. So it's been interesting. But, you know, after having those conversations, I even had somebody who's a very, very hard right person say to me, you know what, I think you're a secret Republican. And I was like, why do you think that? Well, I mean, you and I are right there on the fiscal issues. I'm like, how can you not be as a local elected official? We have to be fiscally responsible. We don't
you have to be thrifty, right?
Yeah. I mean, I will take all the money that Washington wants to give to us. Do not get me wrong, but you do have to be thrifty.
And that's one I think going back, because you and I have not met in person, but no. I think you are by impression of your online presence and is why I think I said what I said as far as being one of my favorite Wisconsin politicians, because you are very authentically yourself, and it comes through on everything you tweet, everything you put out. And I think it's something that is harder. Or I think it's just, if, and I don't know why, like, I don't know what the disconnect is, but I think a lot of times it's hard to get that same authenticity and just seeing people for who they really are. And so is that hard? Has that been hard? Or is that the easiest thing just because you've just committed to doubling down on always staying true to yourself?
Well, it's not easy, I would say, because you are kind of exposing yourself. You're showing people where your vulnerabilities are. You're actually reacting how you want to react to, you know, I'm not pretending. And I think, you know, I know people who are politicians who are super plastic, and you know, they're how are you doing? And when you start answering, they're already on to the next guy. Like that seems easier.
I know them well. Yeah.
Yeah. I might've seen a couple of them.
I was gonna say, let's trade names sometime. We'll dish.
But yeah, it is hard. I mean, again, like that vulnerability is tough, but it also makes it easier because we are all human. We will falter. I don't want people to think that I'm something that I'm not, and I don't want to pretend that I'm going to make, you know, the decision that in hindsight was the number one decision, right? I'm going to do what I think is the best at the time, but, you know, open myself up for criticism too.
Katie, I'd love to ask you a question, but first I just wanted to, you know, say kudos to you. I grew up in Stevens Point. I've been in Wausau numerous times. A ton of people who come to Minocqua, you know, live in Wausau, and I know how hard the headwinds must have been for somebody who leans left to get elected mayor. So congrats. Thank you so much for running, and thank you for being yourself, and, you know, thank you for just, you know, keeping your head down and sticking to the basics. And I think that's probably, you know, that's just true good campaigning and running. So that's my thank you. Now I have a question. I am really excited, or like when I read about the universal basic income grant that you guys are doing in Wausau, I was like, holy cow, like this is like the coolest thing ever. And it's coming out of Wausau, for crying out loud, which there's a lot of cool things come out of Wausau, but it's not necessarily known for like having cool new kind of public policy. So can you tell us, I know about universal basic income, but I don't think everybody else does in our audience. Can you tell us a little bit more about universal basic income, the idea, and then what Wausau is doing with it?
Yes. Yeah, so it's a little bit different than universal basic income. It's that guaranteed income. And so that's really focused on targeted populations, people who are the most vulnerable, people who are a certain point, you know, they have demographic influences, they maybe live in certain zip codes, they maybe have certain things playing into them not having money. So it's not everybody getting $500 a month, it's very specific people who need it the most getting $500 a month, but it's no strings attached. You're not going to show up to the cash register and not be able to buy certain things. So that's really the cool part. And, you know, the way they've done it in Stockton, they've given people debit cards, and researchers have been able to connect with the people in this program and say, what are you buying? How is it helping you? What's happening with your life? And what they're finding is that 75% of this money is spent on food and clothing, which is what you'd expect. Less than 1% is spent on tobacco and alcohol. And people are saying, you know, I actually am happier. I could quit that one job so I could do homework with my kids. I don't have to take out a title loan and sell my soul. And it's actually improving people's lives. They're saving for down payments on homes or cars. So it is improving people's lives in a big way. And they get their dignity back. I think that's the big thing. So when I started hearing about this, I was like, how do I get to be a part of this? How can WASA do this? You know? And so they reached out to me. I liked a tweet and they were like, hey, are you interested? And I was like, of course I'm interested. So it's actually a little bit challenging with all of the regulations of giving people money. You would think it would be easy, but it's not. So we're still working through that. I'm lucky to have a partner with Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway in Madison. She's a couple steps ahead of us. And she's introduced me to some of the people that have helped her kind of navigate this. And the good news is, after all of that kind of media attention, we actually have some other people signing on. I think Milwaukee signed on. I think we're talking to Sheboygan and Green Bay too. So this could actually be really cool for a lot more places than just WASA, but I think we'll still be the smallest city in this whole experiment. And that's actually the part that I'm really pumped about, is the science behind this. We're actually adding to the body of science to get informed public policy, and we'll send the results to Washington, and we'll have so much better policy. At least that's what I am excited about.
Well, especially from like you said, a smaller, you know, Wisconsin city. Now, there was a different form of guaranteed income that cities used to be able to count on a lot better, and that was called revenue sharing. You know, there was federal revenue sharing and there was state revenue sharing.
There was?
You're kind of young for this, but it was a thing. Trust me. Anyway, so in all this talk about, various stimulus bills, coronavirus relief and such, one of the things that Republicans in Washington have really pushed back on is the notion of more aid to state and local governments. A lot of times it's being called, you know, a bailout to corrupt cities. So as the mayor of one of these alleged corrupt cities, I would like to hear, you know, what WASA could do if future economic stimulus bills did include help for cities, because it's not like your budget grew during the pandemic. I'm thinking your expenses probably did.
Yeah. And I would say even more than that, you know, we're trying to keep our roads drivable for people. And it costs $1 million to build 1 mile of road in WASA, because we have to replace all of the pipes and the water and all of that. Like, it's really important that we keep all of that updated. So it's expensive. And when you're building anything, I'm sure you've been paying attention to all the prices. I mean, it's so expensive. Some of these products are costing 500% more than they would have last year. So it's expensive. The things that we can do with stuff like this, I'm really excited. WASA's getting almost $16 million in the American Recovery Plan. And I'm hoping that we can use it towards our new drinking water facility. So that will help real people by helping us borrow less and hopefully not having to raise our water rates so much because we're able to borrow less for that. So like that's real impact. And that's just the start of this. So I'm hoping roads, it's also boring. Like, I want to talk about all the cool stuff we could do if we just got the basics right. But really, we really do have to focus on the basics right now. People need that.
All right. Well, then final question that's not so basic. what's up with the goats? What's happening with these goats that I keep saying?
Oh my gosh. See, this is another thing where I was on Twitter. It seems like I'm on Twitter all the time. I feel like that's how people got to know me. And that's
the Twitterer in chief. Yes.
I know. Oh my gosh. I'm next.
Don't say that, Pat. Come on.
So
that's triggering.
We have this park that is really amazing, Barker Stewart Island in WASA, but it's really overgrown with invasive species, buckthorn in specifically. And we've been talking about trying to get rid of it. And, you know, the Parks Department has sprays and, you know, ways to do this, but it's right by the river too. And of course, we don't want to spray by the river. And I was like, we need goats. I saw something about municipality using goats to get rid of buckthorn. And I was like, we're doing this. And it just took off. And actually, so our Parks Department has been interviewing farmers, and we're going to do it this year. They're going to be eating not just on Barker Stewart Island, but also I think probably at Sylvan Hills. We have some invasives up there. So really excited for them to come.
Wait, Katie.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Katie,
come full circle in the show here.
What? How did that happen? Were you listening? Were you listening ahead of time, Katie?
I doubt that she heard my opening rant on buckthorn.
So what you're saying is that we need to get Pat a goat.
Pat needs a goat.
Pat needs a goat.
Tell Katie what you were talking about, Pat. Tell Katie what you were talking about.
But this is going to be very dangerous for me to fight buckthorn with a goat or two. Wouldn't necessarily, well, it might be symbiotic because we'd use the goats for a while, but both my wife and I have traveled abroad into places where, you know, goat is on the menu all the time. And I got to tell you something, we love goat. So this might be like the modern day Thanksgiving turkey, you know? So
you might want to check out
exclusively
the
start
that,
sending
yeah.
you baby goat videos, Pat.
Oh no.
Now, just yes, to start all of a sudden you out of not eating goat.
All of a sudden you're gonna see Pat on this like Sylvan Hills in Wausau, like in like a dark suit.
I'm just poaching
Wausau's goats.
Hey, I was going to invite you for a visit Wausau's goats. Goat Fest, but I don't know now.
You know, if a goat goes missing, now I'm suspect number one. But you know what? My property line is going to look a hell of a lot better. Katie Rosenberg, Mayor of Wausau, thank you. Come back again soon.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
We appreciate it so much. All right. Let's take a break, and then we'll wrap up the show. You're up north.
I can't believe that's where